David Roan is a professor emeritus from UW-Stevens Point. He retired in 1993 and has spent most of his life researching the death of John F. Kennedy. He does not agree with the Warren Commission report and says the Americans have not been told the truth about what happened that day in Dallas. I spent a few minutes talking about the events with him this week.
You spent a lot of time in your life researching the assassination of the former president, John F. Kennedy. And you've found some very interesting things that don't necessarily match up with what has been put out to the public, correct?
Well, that's right. I connect more with reality rather than with commercialization or corruption.
What kinds of things did you find in your research about the common belief that Lee Harvey Oswald killed the president? What did you learn?
That the evidence linking Lee Harvey Oswald to the crime cannot stand the scrutiny of objectivity, and more than that, the evidence is such that more than two people shot him. I do not know who shot him. I know the bullets came from the front and from the back, none of them by Oswald. And the medical, ballistics, photographic, audio, and so forth, evidence excludes Oswald.
From what I understand, to this day, there are still documents that have not been released. Is that correct?
Yes, there's about 11,000 folders in the National Archives. Those 11,000 folders might have multiple pages within each folder. So it kind of roughly, you can guess, at 100,000 pages.
Any idea what might be contained in those documents?
No, it's none of your business. You're an American citizen. That's what they tell us. And I have no idea what's in the documents. But the point is, this is a free country, and we are entitled to look at stuff. Here's a murder 50 years old, and we can't look at basic facts.
That does seem like a problem right there.
Except you have to go to court to get basic things done. There's been about 500 legal cases filed to get the documents released so far. I mean, a lot of documents have been released, but there's still some left. But what we have now is enough, is sufficient thereof, to show what I just previously said about the crime and its reality.
After the assassination, the report from the Warren Commission came out, and you've got some questions about that as well, don't you?
Yes, it's a 912-page report published on September the 24th, 1964. And when you go through those 912 pages, you find that it tells you that Lee Harvey Oswald in 1941 had a dog called Sunshine, and that his aunt worked in 1929 in Woolworth's dime store in New Orleans. It also tells you that John Quincy Adams, President of the United States, liked to skinny dip in the Potomac River, and that President Chet Arthur liked to ride the streetcars. It also tells you many other interesting things that has no relationship whatsoever to the murder of President John F. Kennedy. And you take out all the summary stuff, and all these irrelevant things, and the blank pages and so forth. There's only 90 pages left. And in those 90 pages, when you go into it, you find that there's duplicity and sometimes corruption, and they really are avoiding this the primary subject. It's a tragedy.
Is it true that several people that were on the commission don't even believe that report?
The Warren Commission was comprised of seven politicians to investigate the crime and report back to President Johnson. Now, normally when you investigate a crime, for example, in Stevens Point, if there was a murder, you wouldn't ask Mayor Halverson to go down and investigate it. You'd ask the police department. But when the President of the United States is shot, you put in seven politicians. And the chair was Earl Warren, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice of the United States, and we know from a television interview in 1972 that he didn't believe his own report, nor did three other members of the Warren Commission, Russell, Cooper, Boggs, believe it. Four out of the seven didn't believe it. Nor did President Johnson, nor did the Chief of Police of Dallas, nor did the District Attorney of Dallas, nor did anyone with candor and objectivity believe it.
Do you think the truth will ever come out?
Truth about what?
The rest of what happened on that day in Dallas.
Well, we don't know what happened because it was not properly investigated. And I don't believe we'll ultimately find out what happened to President Kennedy. But we'll find out why we don't know. And that takes us into the heart of this reactionary government.
How will we find out the items we don't know? How will we get these documents released?
An old-fashioned way. We just stand in the trenches and work at it. And you just have to work at it. For example, there were much more than three bullets. Officially, there could only have been three if Oswald had been the assassin. There's evidence for 12 bullets. And the medical is botched. So we will know all about that. And we'll know who did this, who did the cover-up. We won't know who shot him. I think that's highly dubious.
You've written some books on the topic as well. Tell us a little bit about the books, what's in them.
Yes, a standard bibliography in 1980, and I did a legal case, the documents on legal case, and then in 2003 published a book on the Zapruder film, reframing the JFK assassination. And then this year, it came out in a paperback version with a new introduction. And among those new facts in that introduction is that the paraffin tests taken of Oswald show that he didn't fire a rifle that day. A paraffin test is wax put on your cheek. And then you take that off and you submit it to scientific tests. They did three types. They did a chemical test. They did a light test. And then they took it to Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and had the nuclear reactor of the Federal Oak Ridge, Tennessee Atomic Energy Commission look at it. And they had seven controls. And then they also had Oswald stuff. And they showed that a negative. Oswald did not fire a rifle.
Interesting that they'd have that much evidence and still the report would come out saying Oswald did it.
Oh, no. They said that those tests proved that did not prove he fired a rifle. That's right. They prove he did not fire a prophet. So they lied about it. They just twisted it. It's called duplicity.
Do we have any idea why somebody wanted the president killed or why it was covered up?
No, all you have are the facts. That's it. And I'd like to know, and I can speculate, but it wouldn't relate to reality. If you don't know who shot him, or what happened to him, you can't say who shot him. It can't be done.
As you look back over the past 50 years, do you find that Americans are getting less and less concerned about it, maybe forgetting about that assassination too much?
No. Many are melting it into the general decay and corruption of our political systems, which is unfortunate. We should use the Kennedy assassination to revitalize our political system. But people are caught up in that who did it and the conspiracy theories. And you get some like this latter-day Keystone cop, Bill Riley, of Fox News. He published a book called Killing Kennedy. It is one atrocious book. He's a junior Keystone cop. And he lied in there. He speculates in there, and then he puts that off as fact. And he bragged that he made $1 billion off of it. But is your country worth where profit is that where your country is? No, that's not what it should be.
What needs to happen next to perhaps get more answers about the assassination?
Well, the information has to become public, that what we do know, that is legitimate and good. And there's 100 people nationwide that knows how to approach this, but we can't get access to the media. You might as well talk about raising corn on the other side of the moon is to get the major media to permit you to give an objective, candid, reserved statement on what you think happened. Because in America, freedom of the press means you will only put forward what the government believes.
Much different than it used to be, isn't it?
Affirmative, yes. Yeah, so if someone tells you who shot John Kennedy, whether it's Lee Harvey Oswald or the LBJ or whoever it is, run, don't walk, because no one can tell you who shot him, and they're after your mind or your money.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Yes, read books, responsible books. And read my book, read Gerald McKnight's book, Harold Weisberg's book, and just stand and work.